My name is Jean Pulvermacher. What I want to do is just go around and have everyone introduce themselves. Also, we are being recorded. The gentleman in the back of the room with the headphones on, he's recording this presentation or this whole day for us so that we'll be on our website. So if you have any questions afterwards, you can go and check that out, and all the presentations will also be on there. But let's just do introductions first before we kind of do a little kickoff and I give you some results and highlights, and then the day is really yours. So I'm Jean Pulvermacher, and I think the three of the four coaches are here. I'll let them introduce themselves, and then I think we'll go around the room just to say welcome to everyone. So, welcome.
Good morning. I'm Lynn Madden. It's really, really nice to see most of you.
Can we use the microphone?
Sorry.
And as I said, I'm Lynn Madden. I am one of the coaches for this project. And my other job, I'm the CEO of the APT Foundation, a drug treatment center in New Haven, Connecticut.
Good morning. Good morning. Dr. Z. Sostovnia, one of the coaches for the project. I'm the accreditation maven, Joint Commission, CARF, NZQA, all that stuff, and a bunch of other things. Scott.
And I'm Scott Farnham. I'm also one of the coaches for this project. I am the Director of Ambulatory Services at the APT Foundation, same place that Lynn works in New Haven. That's just a fancy way of saying that I'm the director of a methadone treatment program and a Suboxone program.
All right, well, I think we'll start over here and go around, but I want everyone to introduce themselves so we can kind of put names to faces. I've tried to come around and introduce myself to everyone, but I probably haven't gotten to everyone, so.
Good morning. I'm MJ Hodgins. I'm from Lake County Health Department Substance Abuse Program. We do have a methadone treatment program there, so we're quite a large agency. We treat all kinds of programs.
And just so you know, I'm trying to get these two columns moved, but it might be a problem, but I'm working on it. So give me a couple hours. Yes, so you can't see everyone. That is why we do have the two screens up there, so you'll be able to see the presentations, but I'm working on the columns. I'll let these folks just settle in for a moment before I make them tell who they are. So let's go back here.
I'm Kathy Gorosh from New Age Services here in Chicago. Welcome to everybody from out of town. We're an addiction treatment center primarily focused on methadone and with supported recovery support services.
I'm Charlie Sellers. I'm also from New Age.
I'll go back here first and then come back to you guys.
My name is Constance Ruggieri. I'm the clinic director at Claymont Treatment Center. We offer methadone and Suboxone treatment there, as well as outpatient services.
Madaga Evans. I also come from Claymont Treatment Center in Delaware.
Welcome. All right, now I'm putting you guys on the spot.
I'm Gloria Hanania from River Region Human Services, and we are doing methadone. We do a whole host of other services as well.
Hi, I'm Minerva Bryant. I'm from Jacksonville with River Region Human Services and Vice President of Clinical Operations.
I'm Shalia Gordon, also with River Region. I'm the lead nurse.
Hi, I'm Renee Helen. Ditto.
Pays to go last. Pays to go last, huh? Great. All right, let's start over here.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Kate Vandegrift, although I'm listed as Mary on the program. That's my secret agent name. So just call me Kate today. I'm the program director at Thomas Jefferson University Maternal Addiction Treatment Education and Research. It's a family center program. We're a specialized program for pregnant opioid-dependent women. We have comprehensive services on site, and we'll be telling you about it today. Okay.
I'm with Kate. I'm Colleen McGuire. I'm the clinical director of the Family Center in Philadelphia.
Hi, everyone. How are you? I'm Nicole. I'm with Kate as well. I work at the Family Center with our patients with women in addiction and pregnancy.
Let's do this group.
Hi there, I'm Jen Mascaro from Cap Quality Care in Westbrook, Maine, and we are a methadone treatment provider.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, also from Cap Quality Care in Westbrook, Maine.
I'm Michelle Collins, Assistant Clinic Director for Prospect Place Clinic, SVCMC Hospital in Brooklyn.
I'm Julie Albright, I'm with Spokane Regional Health District in Spokane, Washington, and we're in the methadone program.
Good morning. My name is Greg Harden. I'm an ATI Board of Director, also President of the Indiana Chapter of ATI. And Chicago is my hometown, and I'm glad to be back home.
Good morning. My name is Lennox Williams. I'm with SVCMC. I'm at the Clarkson Avenue Opioid Treatment Program in Berkman.
Hi, I'm Tony White, Director of the St. Vincent's Clinic in White Plains.
Good morning. My name is Mike Niss. I'm also from the St. Vincent's Clinic in White Plains. I'm the Quality Improvement Coordinator.
Good morning. Alan Eskenazi, Vice President for Quality for SVCMC. So we're proud to have three of our clinics here.
Hi, I'm Judy Martin from San Francisco, Bart Turk Street Clinic in the Tenderloin.
Just going to scoot back here to these folks. Did I miss you before?
Dan George, Matrix Institute in Los Angeles. I'm the director of our methadone clinic.
Steve Rogers, Matrix Institute, and I'm a counselor.
Good morning. Bob Lubrin with Center for Substance Abuse Treatment in Rockville, Maryland. And I think there's some seats up front for people that are blocked by those immovable barriers. So check it out.
Jennifer Fan, SAMHSA.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kim. I'm a consultant with JBS, and I work with CFAP.
Penny Harris, Lebanon Treatment Center, Methadone Clinic in Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
I'm Allison Swigert. I'm also from Lebanon Treatment Center.
Kathy Revel, I'm the Senior VP at Seven Hills Foundation, which is the parent company to Seven Hills Behavioral Health.
And I'm Karen Blanchett, the Clinical Director of Seven Hills Behavioral Health, where we provide methadone treatment and outpatient services.
Patty Juliana, I'm the Administrative Director for Beth Israel Medical Center's Methadone Clinics in New York.
Anna Marie Karkas, Carnegie Hill Institute, Administrator in New York.
Good morning, Shelley Dutch, Director of Connections Counseling, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, Tammy Barr with Connections Counseling.
Good morning, Juante Vantipool, Beth Israel Medical Center, Methadone Maintenance Program.
Good morning, Janet Ayiku from Kings County Hospital, Senior Associate Director.
Good morning, Maria West from Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn, New York.
Good. Well, welcome, everyone. I'm going to use the microphone up there. All right. Like I said, I'm Jean Pulvermacher. I am filling in for Kim Johnson. She's actually my boss. She was unable to make it to the conference this year. She wasn't feeling so well. So I will be here. We're going to have a great day. The day is all yours because you guys have done all the work. So if there's things that you guys want to change or what we want to do, I'm completely free with it. But I do want to make sure that everyone has a chance to do their presentations and we can talk about it and kind of work on that. And then we have a couple things that we can do so that it's not just sitting here listening to presentations all day. So I thought we needed to spice it up a bit. But I want to say thank you to everyone for coming. I definitely want to say thank you to SAMHSA CSAT. And I also want to say thank you to JBS for helping to coordinate everything here. So thank you to everyone. I had the privilege of doing the board meeting last night for Kim Johnson, doing a quick little kind of teaser to everyone there. And so I'd just like to share with you some of the highlights in the results that we got from this project, just kind of what I did last night. And I told them it was a teaser so that they needed to come and listen to your presentation. So hopefully with that we can do that. So I know you guys all started last fall with this project, and I can't remember where it kicked off. I was not there, but you all kind of did some training and did the NIATX training. Was it in Chicago?
Yes.
Perfect. Oh, so it comes full circle. Nice. So I was not there at that, but the coaches were all there, and they can help fill in the details for me. But you guys all came together. We're assigned some coaches. Don Holloway, one of the coaches, is not able to be here, but you have three experienced coaches up here that can help you with anything through the day if you needed some help. But
I think you guys did some great learning there. You learned some Niatek's tools, and it was a great kickoff for you. You had your year-long kind of project that you were working on. You worked with your coaches. We did some calls. We were able to catch up and connect a few times. So now we're just kind of coming full circle. And I just want to say a few things out of the results. 20 providers completed the project out of the 29 that started. Of you providers that did complete this, your aims did vary. Some of you were focusing on reducing wait times, others on improving continuations, and that was either measured by no-shows or dropouts, and others worked on improving attendance at counseling appointments. So here's just a couple of the highlights that I had gone through the presentations with Kim, and this is what we had found was very exciting and we wanted to share. One of the agencies out here cut your wait time in half just by changing your urinalysis procedure. One of the agencies was focusing on increasing admissions, and they did that by 53%. A couple of you were working on reducing the dropout rate. The first agency reduced their dropout rate in the first 30 days of treatment from 25 patients to 4 patients. Another agency's reduced their dropout rate in the first 90 days from 50% to only 17%. Another one of you improved your group attendance rate from 60 to 79%. And another one the same, started at the same baseline, 60% to 81% group attendance rate. Another one of you doubled your monthly treatment hours provided by improving attendance. Another reduced your no-shows to admissions from 28% to 15%. And one of the agencies increased the number of screenings by 56% and also increased their continuation by 29%. So I just want to say fantastic job to all of you out there. You guys have worked so hard in the last year, and I think these results and highlights definitely speak for themselves. I was very happy to be able to present this last night to the board and to the open meeting. So great job, you guys. I'm really excited. Those were just teasers, and I'm excited for us to listen to some of the presentations and to actually get into the details and have some discussions and talk about these, because it's more than just the slides up there. You guys have stories to tell, and I think those are things that we want to share so that we can kind of spread the words.